Welcome to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux on 105.9 Seaside FM.
Good morning and welcome to Organize Anything. My name is Krista Cook and we are speaking with Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Krista. Great to be chatting with you again.
Well, it's going to be a great day. Our show today is all about preparing for a green Christmas. With so much emphasis placed on the environment these days, people are concerned with ways to keep their lives and homes green. These are some tips so you don't fall away from this during the holidays. What a great topic, Colette.
That's right. It is a good topic because we're always trying to be a little greener in our home, but we don't want to increase the stress of Christmas with this. But we're going to talk about some little things that we can do, some tips that don't require a lot of work, but to carry on a lot of what we're already doing in our homes, which is, you know, sort of greening our homes and our environment. So not only will we be dreaming of a white Christmas, but a green one as well.
Sounds good to me. What are some basic tips to be environmentally friendly during the holidays?
Well, I always like to start off by, you know, saying to my clients, if you have to have one thing to ask about making decisions that are a little greener, a little more environmentally friendly, think, you know, where did this come from and mm-hmm. where will it go? And this sort of lines you up with a lot of things. So where did it come from? Where did it go? We don't always, can't always track everything back. But, you know, sometimes we know this products from certain countries or how things are made and what they're made. And then where will it go afterwards? Where, you know, how does this go back to the earth, or where will it go? Will it stay forever? So think about that a lot. It is a season of purchasing a lot of stuff. And so it's not only the objects themselves, but
everything,
the packaging, the driving to purchase it, the transportation it took to get to it. So there's so many elements and depth that go with us. Again, we don't want to stress ourselves out, but each of us making some little changes to be maybe buying more appropriately, decorating, all kinds of things that we can make a little bit of change.
With some of these, honestly.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're focus more on the food that you're going to make.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times it does take us back to some of the old-fashioned ideas about Christmas.
Most
or
definitely.
Some of the things we did before. And, you know, that for a lot of people is a nice way to return to some of the older ways. And the other thing with a lot of the greener things that we can do, that they are much more cost efficient to us as well. They usually involve more people and more things that are interactive. So, you know, overall, the final side of that is that I think it's much more rewarding for us to be considering these greener alternatives.
Well, we can't talk green and we can't talk Christmas unless we start with the tree.
Absolutely.
So,
the great debate.
The great debate. Every year you'll hear it start in, mm-hmm. you know, by the time November's here. And for all my friends who have artificial trees and put them up in November,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy that you have your artificial trees.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great, but I've always had a real tree.
And also, I think just by our coincidence, Krista and I are both from the same area of the world, the Christmas tree capital of the world, where we grow.
You can't be from Lunenburg County and not have a Christmas tree. You can't.
Well, talking a little bit about that debate, whether it's a preference or not, and some of us are definitely lending to that, right, that one area, that for a while, you know, people were saying, oh, an artificial tree, you can reuse it and things like that. But, you know, a tree is a renewable resource. We can do something with it.
Yes.
But if you already have a tree purchased, again, you know, no need to throw it away and get it in the landfill if you already have one that you're using, just to start buying a green tree again. But again, be thoughtful. If you're starting off in your new apartment, your new home, and you're making decisions like this, think it through. As we said in the beginning, where did it come from? Where will it go later on? Use that as a process. But we know that a tree can easily be recycled and returned to the earth without much work. And so, you know, that can be a way to go. If you already have a tree, don't be throwing it out just to go the other way. The debate continues. You can argue both sides, but think it through for yourself, given you know, sort of that those elements.
And I guess if you want something in between, I have heard people using or like buying a living tree.
Absolutely.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah, there's a little plants, even the grocery store we're selling the last year, and I'm forgetting what the ingredient is, but they're just a little tree that are very fragrant and that you can clip it off as a little herb to put in your turkey
See,
stuffing.
Like how
So how nice is that? They don't take up much space. They can be recycled if they tend to die a little earlier than you'd like. But yeah, absolutely, there are some nice alternatives to that. And, you know, a lot of us don't have the extra space for the tree. You can easily, you know, come up with some other directions or things like that where, you know, you don't have to be tied into some of the tradition because you always did it that way. You can create new traditions.
Certainly.
And again, most of us are very time poor in doing some of these things, and we would much rather have the time with our family than to be spending the 20 hours decorating the house, or five or two or whatever it is. So really think about what is meaningful to you.
I think a good example of what you just said, I don't know what my opinion yet is on them. They're not only the artificial tree, but they're already decorated. They have the lights on them, and you just sort of put them in a closet, take them out, and there your tree's done.
Yeah.
Very convenient, but
convenient. Again, consider
storage.
You have to have storage, but then from a green perspective, the production and that sort of thing. So think that through with the trees. It's definitely a way to go. And speaking about the trees, you said about that with the lights on. These days, a lot of us have some
Another debate.
Yes.
Lights.
Yeah, having some of the older lights that take up more power, the new LED ones. Not everyone likes the look of them, but they can save up to 95% of the energy than the larger lights. So, you know, that's a consideration if we're thinking about energy, you know. So there's always that cross off between where will I make a change. And it doesn't have to be in all places. You might love your old lights for a while longer, but if you have to replace, we have some other alternatives. So, you know, think about that. 95% energy savings. Maybe if you don't have a lot of lights out, but even considering how many lights do you need to put out then if it's an energy issue, you know, can you cut back? Can you have the same joy? Should I cut back? Should I not? So just something
to
think about.
Well, yes, and that's, I'm sure, a consideration for folks, right, with each year. Should I cut back? It's interesting because, of course, as with most people, you drive around and you go check out beautiful neighborhoods with, you know, the biggest lights, and it's almost part of tradition, but it's finding a balance with sort of
it is
a compromise with that green thought in mind and less energy versus, you know, your personal preference.
Absolutely. Those are the things that we have to think about. So, yeah, on the lighting side, maybe you can cut back a little bit using some alternative lighting there with the LED, and it's a choice that you can make for yourself.
And I suppose for ornaments, too, you don't see as many glass ornaments anymore, do you?
Yeah, there's just a
variety.
You
see some, but they seem to be more, you know, they can hit the floor and bounce back up.
Yeah, more of the plastic because we want things that aren't breakable. And what I'm seeing more just with working with clients in their homes, people change their idea or their theme. So they're sitting with boxes and boxes and huge amounts of these decor of past themes that they're keeping, but they don't know. So storage is an issue. It's also a thing that, you know, you could donate and have other people use them. You know, it's just, it becomes an issue. So, you know, the thought of changing and switching that every year and purchasing more and more produced. And, you know, again, maybe we have to look at ways to simplify that a little bit. Do you need four trees? Do you need to be buying another tree every year, another artificial tree here, another artificial tree for your dog or your pets or your kids or whatever? So, again, from a consumption standpoint, be contemplative. Make decisions with purpose on based on your values and your direction. If your goal is to be greener, just give some thought to what you're doing.
If you know, it can be as simple as that lovely fresh tree, homemade ornaments. I mean, my gosh, it's just
the kids love to make those things,
and I've kept them throughout the years. Mm-hmm. So that's the tradition every year, just going through all those ornaments again to hang on the tree, which all have stories.
Yeah, I find that really, very exciting.
It is. It's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, more so than creating a new theme. I find it interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm not a theme girl.
And I tend to in my travels buy ornaments. It was always one of the things I did from every country I went to as well. So that sort of reminds me of some of my travels as well and things. So I find it interesting and
it makes it
nice to get excited. Yeah, for sure. So again, you're not throwing all the past year's theme out and starting again. So again, sticking to some of the basics.
Themes will come and go.
But a popsicle ornament, popsicle stick.
It will be here forever. Now, of course, the next thing we have to think about, as we've already touched on, alternatives for gift wrapping. Now, I find it just keeps getting fancier and fancier in the alternatives. And I'm just I love brown paper and decorating those or using using something to put the gift in mm-hmm. that they can use. What are your thoughts? I'm sure you have lots of ideas.
Yeah, people are trying to come up with more and more ways to deal with this. And of course, there's cans and jars and baskets and things yeah. that you can reuse for sure. And some of the gifts become part of those. I have some clients that's actually sew, not something I do, and they sew some lovely bags that they just use in a color for each of the kids or whatever with a drawstring, and they put them in and out. And, you know, just a consideration, maybe not be for everyone, but it's saving money. It's easy. You drop it in, you pull it or tie a ribbon around yeah. the top. So there's some ways for that. But again, you know, think about where it goes, reusing, you know, grocery bags. And these days we've got so many bags that we're using to carry the things that we purchase. Some of those can be used. And, you know, again, the paper, little kids, letting them wrap in old newspaper and then you can recycle it again and things like that. So some options for the gift wrapping is making, you know, part of the gift and just knowing that, you know, think about again, where is it going afterwards?
You know, I almost feel that it's gotten to a point where it's about what the gift looks like mm-hmm. as opposed to what the gift is.
Right.
So when I think back, you know, a gift was given very simply if it was wrapped at all mm-hmm. or had a ribbon around mm-hmm. it or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But it was the gift that was mm-hmm. representative of, you know, for you. And now you get a gift. You don't even want to open it. It's such a masterpiece. Mm. And, you know, it's the gift inside that we're mm-hmm. supposed to be.
Yeah,
anyway,
if we're looking
yeah, backwards.
If we're looking at that from sort of artistic value, great, beautiful gift, 10. But if we do have our goals to make it a greener Christmas, it's a consideration because a lot of the little tinsels and things okay. you're adding on, the little knickknacks that you might add on, and some of those sort of plasticky ribbons really aren't recyclable. They will not return to our earth. So again, if you're doing that sort of thing, and great to use some of the things if you are, maybe to reuse. People, you know, sort of wrap in swaths of fabric or wrap the gift in a T-shirt,
yes.
you know, and all those sort of things that you're already using, napkins, tablecloths, things that become part of the gift and to think of that. But, you know, take a look at your little decorating scenario and what within this are not going to be, you know, returning to the earth. And we tend to have a lot of that sparkly, tinsely sort of things that really aren't working for us.
And it gives you time to think outside the box. I mean, let your mind just be creative. Look mm-hmm. around your house and, you know, something will come to mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Do a little walkthrough and take a little peek.
Yeah, it is. What are some of the greener gift options? Okay,
well,
so we're great about giving stuff, but
mm-hmm.
now let's think about instead of giving stuff or mm-hmm. the stuff we give.
Yeah, so I think you can make some good choices with your stuff. When people ask me this question, my first answer is consumables, you know?
Yes.
Because my favorite gifts are, I love people giving me preserves and homemade soup
yes,
and
cookies.
Things like that. So jellies and cookies and things, but you can take that one level beyond that, you know, you can give people a promise, like send them a recipe card and say, I'm going to make this meal for you, or I'm going to, you know, make whatever. I had a girlfriend who I loved her macaroni and cheese, so I got 6 containers of macaroni and cheese
that I could
throw in the freezer and pull out. You know, it could be soups. It could be, you know, a gift certificate that I will give to you. But, you know, most of the time today, we don't have the time. So how are you giving sort of that gift of time or those things that won't take up space that you can use that can save you time with your family, which are really great? And a lot of those, like, you know, again, loving having someone else make you a meal or give you whatever that is.
And you have that to look forward to once the holidays are over
yeah.
and you're in a new year and it's January and it's blah. Oh, my gosh. What a
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
You know, you can haul out that macaroni and cheese and have some comfort food.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, other consumables include, you know, sort of wine and things like that. Or doing your own gift basket with, you know, different things in it. My boyfriend did a lovely one for me with cheeses and wines and all kinds of little specialty goods that were great. And, you know, there's just tons of things that you can do that are those consumables that you can eat. They're not taking a lot of space and you don't have to worry about it.
Sounds perfect. We're going to have more of those suggestions when we return in just a moment.
You're listening to Organize Anything with Colette Robichaud. We'll be right back on 105.9 Seaside FM.